Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, celebrating its 60th anniversary. November 2nd, 1950. Cooper makes three puncheons a day. On this day, November 2nd, 1950, the Barbados Advocate profiled Mr. Henry Gibson, a veteran cooper with 32 years experience constructing puncheons. A puncheon was a large cask or barrel with a capacity ranging between 70 and 120 gallons. Casks or barrels of differing capacities were the tun, pipe or butt, puncheon, hogshead, half hogshead, tierce, barrel, barricoes, rundiet, and dry provision casks. In Barbados, these barrels were typically used to store sugar, rum, and molasses, which were the island's principal exports. During the heyday of the sugar era in Barbados, many plantations had a small cooperage on their property. Plantation owners would purchase staves, puncheon iron hoops, cooper's nails, rivets, and other materials for the construction of barrels from merchant houses in Bridgetown, like J.R. Bancroft and Company. Economic circumstances led to the decline of plantation cooperages, and the industry became largely independent and urbanized. In 1929, the Barbados Coopers Limited was established to import staves into the island. Leading cooperages during the early 1900s were W.L. Johnson & Company Limited, J.F. Hudson, Glendary Cooperage, and Wilkinson & Haynes Cooperage. Mr. Gibson was an employee of Wilkinson & Haynes Cooperage and had worked there for 18 years, crafting finely finished puncheons, hogsheads, and other barrels. At peak capacity, the cooperage employed 75 coopers. Ordinarily, Mr. Gibson would be paid $1.65 for building a puncheon, but he recalled that in the past, he would be paid just 25 cents for the same task. With the help of his junior and apprentice, Mr. Gibson said that he could build three puncheons per day. Mr. Branford Herbert and Bobby Osborne, who were coopers for 35 years and 43 years respectively, were also employed at Wilkinson and Haynes Cooperage. When asked what they would do if molasses were to be transported via tankers instead of barrels, both men were unable to respond and gave just an absent steer. According to Mr. Gibson, work was increasingly slow, thereby the numbers of these highly skilled craftsmen in Barbados were declining. On this day, November 2nd, 1950, the Barbados Advocate featured the Wilkinson and Haynes Cooperage, detailed the production process, and interviewed three of its long-standing employees. The viability of cooperages and the livelihoods of coopers like Messrs. Gibson, Herbert, and Osborne were becoming increasingly tenuous in the 1950s as shipping lines were shifting to metallic tanks for the transport of molasses rather than barrels, due to leakage and quality concerns.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.